I was talking to some people at an investor conference. Numerous of those praised the merits of the Section 8. That's the very low income rental housing residential program. And many investors automatically, I don't want anything to do with that. But yet, some of these investors, and I know from myself, you know, that's a steady check that's coming in.
Who is paying the check? Can you explain briefly what Section 8 is?
Yes. Section 8 is a housing voucher program for low to moderate income families. It tends to be predominantly unmarried women with children who the government pays all or part of their monthly rent.
Which gives you as an investor a security because you know that rent is being paid by a hopefully dependable payer in the form of the U.S.
That's
government.
That's right, John. In fact, you use the term security, and it gives you security in two ways. These people typically do not move out to buy their own home. They typically rent over the long term. Section 8 tenants will often stay 2, 4, 8, even 10, 12 years in a unit. That kind of security of tenure, along with the security of getting paid, is money in the bank every month.
So in taking an entrepreneurial approach, you're really saying two things that I'm hearing. One is inform yourself, educate yourself, and the other is think creatively, think outside the box.
Right, John. When we talk, you know, these are a bit cliched. We talk about think outside the box, think creatively. And personally, I'll tell you, I'm not much to one to think outside the box or to think creatively in an abstract sense. But I can think outside the box and think creative when I go out and see what other people are doing. And that's one of our action steps. Get out and look to see what other people are doing. I look at properties all the time.
Let's start at the beginning of the process, which is buying the property.